Now let a track go past like this and twist and I fuck with it. Y'all done lost y'all mind. Let me show y'all how I do. Check it. I could hit you with the automatic flow. I could do any rhythm and any pattern that I wanna do, the harder that it go. You can see blood spilling out from my body right in front of you and I'ma get the dough. Now the way I be shining, be having everybody looking at me. What? Fucking them up when I get bucking them and stopping it all. I do a murder when I'm trigger happy lie. I got the intricate pattern to killing for currency when it be animate. I'ma be making them holler cause I'ma get dollars. When I'm attacking the beat, I'm a scholar cause I'm a personification of God. So you better honor what? Mr. Immaculate, I'm on the record, I'm all on a sack of lyricists. I be here forever, haters wanna hate on me because they wanna hear whatever. I can spit a rhythm to a bitch and get a pussy wetter. Pippin' on a bitch and tell her I can get a pussy chatter. So I get the camera, then go and make a move. Me up in the back of a top and against the booty. Didn't wanna show my face, even though she was a cutie. 9mm and spilling millions and milliliters of life out of nigga if he talk shit. CEO stepping to my office, coming with the awkward flow like I'm sick. Go get your mama to bring up the thermometer. My temperature's hot. Come up with the flow and I'm a killer industry and I can pick anything that I won't have to lie. Never compatible cause it be intricate. When it be serving you, when I be doing it, I know they can't leave me. Nope. Think twist, they could kill him on the track with Busta, Breezy and Wheezy. Easy.
Look at me now.
Had to let that one ride. That's that Chris Brown remix with Twista. Welcome to the Tariq Elite Mac Lessons Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Chopping up some real fresh fly game on today's show. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs. And today's show is brought to you by Hidden Colors Films. That's the new documentary that's going to be out next week. The documentary, Hidden Colors, we've been waiting on it for the longest. It's going to be out next week, starting in Los Angeles, April 14th, at the Music Hall Theater in Beverly Hills. That's next Thursday. Also, all my people in Atlanta, it will be at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta, April 16th. And it will be at the Royal Theater in Canada, Toronto, Canada, April 16th as well. And it's going to be at the Cinema Village in New York City on Sunday, April 17th. So next weekend, people, I want everybody to hit up the theaters all around the country to check out Hidden Colors. You guys will really enjoy it. For more information, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. For more information, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. And I'm going to be on Foxhole Radio tomorrow. I'm going to be on Zoe Williams' show. If you guys have Sirius Satellite, I think you can find the stream somewhere online as well. So you guys can Google that. The Zoe Williams show tomorrow, that's Thursday, Foxhole Radio at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. So that's going to be a hot one. I'm going to be talking about the film. Dr. Booker T. Coleman, he's going to be on there. He's going to call in. And we may have some of the other speakers who's going to be in Hidden Colors call up. But I know for sure me and I'm going to be in studio and Dr. Coleman is going to call up. And we're going to be dropping some hot fire. So you guys definitely be sure to check that out. Now, I'm going to be doing a lecture in Atlanta. We're getting the dates together for that because after Hidden Colors come out, I'm going to hit the road again, going back on the lecture tour before I start filming this other movie that I'm going to be doing. But I want to get in a couple of dates. We have Miami locked. Miami is locked in. Miami is going to pop off August 6, 2011. I'm doing a lecture in Miami August 6, 2011. It's going to be at the Miami-Dade Auditorium. We're going to have the tickets on sale sometime next week. It's going to be a hot one. That's on a Saturday. It's going to be popping. That's August 6th, 2011 in Miami. So all my Florida people, people have been trying to get me to come down to Miami for the longest. We are going to set it off down in Miami. I promise you that. We're going to set it off down in Miami. So we're going to get into some good game today. Before we get into the good game, I know a lot of people are asking me about my opinions on Mr. C, the radio jock. For those who don't know, this has been on Twitter and Facebook and all over the net. There's a radio jock on Hot 97 in New York, a very influential DJ named Mr. C. This guy really brought Biggie Smalls in the game. He was a DJ for Big Daddy Kane back in the 80s, so Mr. C was a very influential guy in the hip-hop game and is an influential guy. And he got caught in a car, I'll say allegedly, but they arrested him and charged him for having a trainee, a tranny perform oral sex on the guy. So a lot of people are saying that it's not true. A lot of people on the Hot 97 side of the game, they're saying it's rumors, it's not true, but they have a lot of reports on this, and they're saying that this guy has been arrested for doing that before. So my opinion on it, I'm like, the dude may just need to come out the closet if it's true. Because Mr. C, the C stands for cocksucker. This nigga loves cock if he keeps getting arrested for being with damn trainees. But that's allegedly. Let's give the brother the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him the benefit. Because I hate to make accusations about somebody and the accusations have not been proven. All right? So let's be fair about it. Again, I'm not taking any sides. Because, you know, being in the public eye, people say things, stuff comes out, and sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. So, for the sake of argument, let's just hope that the brother ain't out there doing nothing foul. We'll see. We'll see how things play out. The guy has to go to court, so we'll see how things play out. So, let me play a song for Mr. C to keep his head up. Because, you know, this is troubling times right now. You need to keep your head up. So, this is for Mr. C.
I'm a scat man.
There you go. Because obviously that's what he likes. That's for you, Mr. C. Is that what that training was doing? All right, anyway, but I digress. Let me put my Mac and music back on. But anyway, let's get into some more game. You know what? There's a video circulating around, and a lot of people have put it up on my Facebook page. It came out a week ago. It was about these girls in school, somewhere on the East Coast. These girls and these kids are in school talking about black and Dominican and light skin and dark skin. And I've been hearing a lot from Dominicans on this I'm not black, I'm Dominican shit. I've been hearing a lot of that lately. Let me play a clip of this real quick. It's not gonna be too long, but let me give you a clip of this girl who claims to be Dominican. And a lot of Dominicans have this real trippy attitude towards American blacks. This is the clip, a short clip of it.
Even though I'm dark skinned, like, I'm not black. I'm Dominican and Cape Verdean, and black people get on my damn nerves. I'm not even joking, because you know what? They're mad ignorant. Like, that's very true. They are very ignorant people. Like, they do not care about nothing but themselves. They're selfish. They're ignorant. And I'll never date a black boy. I'll never have a black girlfriend because they got that bad hair. Both of them.
And she's sitting up here with her little frizzy naps.
And, you know, it's not me just being, this is not me being racist. This is me being real. Because, I mean, we have him right there, and then him right there. He's on a Toshiba.
Oh, no, it looked like she didn't have some kind of little relaxer or some kind of straightener in her hair.
When my little white homeboy is going to be on a Mac trying to
Okay, anyway, but you guys get the point. This girl is a cute little girl, cute little high school student, little dark-skinned girl talking about she doesn't like black people. She's Dominican and Cape Verdean. She's not black. I've been hearing a lot of Dominicans say this, and we've kind of joked around about it. Go get some of your Dominican friends and let them listen to me right now. Because I'm getting kind of tired of hearing this nonsense. For all my Dominican people who are listening, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your so-called country where you came from. But where were you before that? We got all this Dominican pride. You need to have African pride, because the Dominican Republic is only a couple of hundred years old. So what were you before you were a Dominican? There's no such thing as a damn Dominican. Place was named after a dude, but like Saint Dominique or some shit like that. You're not a Dominican Republic. A republic is a system of government. That's not what you are. That's the system that you live in. Y'all need to get this shit straight. Because I'm really tired of these people trying to think of new creative ways to not only dump on black folks, but dump on yourself. That's some self-hate shit, and I'm tired of hearing Dominicans say that. I have a lot of Dominican listeners, and not all of my Dominican listeners are on that. But let's keep it 100. Too many Dominicans are on this "I'm not black, I'm Dominican" thing. A lot of Dominicans are on some real deep brainwash shit. Listen to me. You niggas are not Spanish. All my Dominican players, you're not Spanish. I know y'all like to claim to be Spanish. It makes you seem more exotic. It makes you stand out away from other black Americans, which you try your damnedest to do, but you're not Spanish. You speak Spanish. There are no Europeans on the island of Dominican Republic, on Hispaniola, that whole island. There are no Europeans there. Europeans don't like living around niggas. You understand that? As much as you guys claim to be Spanish, Europeans are not on that island. You have a bunch of mixed people on that island, dark-skinned people, pure blood, and mixed light-skinned folks. But really, there's no so-called Spanish people on that island. Stop trying to run away from Africa. The boat dropped y'all off first and came over and dropped the rest of the brothers off here. All that I'm black and Dominican, that sounds crazy as cat shit. You're basing your identity on a boat ride. Who got dropped off first? Stop trying to run away from Africa. Even the Spaniards, you're trying to run to Spain. The Spaniards at that time had a lot of that deep African blood in them because of the Moors. That's how the Spaniards got over here, because of the science and the information that the Moors gave them. So you still can't run away from Africa running to Spain at that time. That's why when they did the DNA on a lot of the Spanish explorers over there, they found that a lot of them had sub-Saharan DNA, sub-Saharan African DNA. And I hate that term, sub-Saharan African. But they found a lot of DNA from Southern Africa in a lot of the explorers that were buried over in the Dominican Republic. Christopher Columbus is buried over there. A lot of folks don't know that. So y'all, please get off that thing. And I'm saying this out of love. I'm not saying this to shit on you or to shit on your culture, but y'all niggas sound retarded. Because the thing is, you think you're buttering up to white folks, distancing yourself from blacks. You niggas look just the same to white folks. You understand that? You look no different to white folks. So all that, I'm not black, I'm Dominican, and Sammy Sosa, that nigga done bleached his skin and put a little Just For Me perm in his head and some contacts. Y'all cut that bullshit out. Because in reality, y'all niggas are scared. A lot of you Dominicans are scared because some shit happened on that island that really have people shook. There was one thing that happened. There was Rafael Trujillo. I think that was the president in the 1930s of the Dominican Republic. There was something over there called the Parsley Massacre. The Parsley Massacre put so much fear into the Dominicans, they still have that fear in their DNA. A lot of folks don't know this because this is not talked about too much in history. Like in 1937, and they used that race to divide and conquer everybody. But what they would do, they wanted to run all the Haitians out of the Dominican Republic and put them back over across the border to Haiti. So they would round up all the dark-skinned people in the Dominican Republic, and they would hold up a piece of parsley, the military over there. They would hold up a piece of parsley, and if they couldn't pronounce the word parsley in Spanish correctly, they would know that they were Haitian, and they would slaughter them. They would kill them. They would use machetes on them. They would literally just chop them down. They killed about 30,000 people in the Dominican Republic over a period of 5 days. Dark-skinned people. Specifically dark-skinned people. We need to know this stuff about history. So this is why, one of the reasons why so many Dominicans are so adamant about distancing themselves from black folks. You can get over it, people. That threat isn't there no more. And black folks, we need to get over this fear we have that they've put in us about race. They put in a lot of fear in us about race, and we still carry that fear, and we pass that fear to our kids, and we have our kids black as hell sitting up there talking about, oh, I hate black folks. Give me a fucking break. This is why we need, and everyone needs to go see Hidden Colors next week. Take your kids to see Hidden Colors next week so we can stop running to all these different places trying to escape the motherland. Especially with that Cape Verdean thing. The girl on the tape was talking about she's Dominican and Cape Verdean. You're still running into Africa. Cape Verde is an island off Africa. And a lot of people are claiming Cape Verdean now. I met a few girls who claim to be Cape Verdean. People get on this trend thing because the chick Amber Rose, she claimed to be Cape Verdean, which she may or may not be. Who knows what this woman is? But Cape Verde is the new hot thing right now. A few years ago, it was all about being Armenian because of the Kardashians. Then, like back in the 90s, the late 90s, early 2000s, it was the Puerto Rican thing because of J-Lo. People jump on these cultural trends. So now people are jumping on this Cape Verdean thing. A couple of hundred years ago, nobody was even on the island of Cape Verde. That shit was an uninhabited island. The Portuguese decided to go there where they discovered it, and they wanted to bring in Africans to inhabit the island for slavery. And that's when people came. People have only been on Cape Verde for a couple of hundred years. So there's not no long, rich history of Cape Verde. Because most of the people just lived in Africa. Why live on this little bitty ass island when they have this big ass continent right next to it? So you're not escaping Africa. Stop trying to claim all this stuff running from Africa if that's what you are. Be proud of who you are. And again, go see Hidden Colors next week. And goddammit, I digress. All right, let's get into some game. I just had to go on my little rant real quick. We're going to get into some game right now. Today, I want to talk about raggedy dating practices. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this, I did my Ustream show the other day, and there was a young lady who called up, and the young lady got a little testy with me because she was explaining her situation. She's basically in a relationship, and she called looking to find a city where there were eligible black men, in so many words. And I'm going to play a clip of it. And the clip is a little long, but bear with me on it. And this just goes to show some of the raggedy dating practices that a lot of us have out here in the game that we need to stop doing. Let me play this clip real quick of this young lady who called into the Ustream show. And by the way, my Ustream show, I usually do them on Wednesdays and Sunday nights. I'm not going to do one tonight. I'm handling business, but I'm going to do the next Ustream show this coming Sunday. I do them every Sunday, guaranteed. But let me play a clip of this young lady talking about her situation. So check it out, and don't mind the quality. The quality is a little trippy because it's Ustream, but listen to it.
No, actually, I'm probably going to get in trouble for calling up because I'm supposed to be in bed right now. I had to make a mad dash and come back.
Wait, you stay with your dude?
Yeah.
Okay, well, say that. Come on, don't be scared. You know, don't be scared. And if he comes in the room and if a motherfucker, if we hear the phone plank down real hard, we'll know to call the authorities for some help.
Okay.
We don't want no Ike Turner action jumping off in there. So what's going on with you? What's happening, young lady? What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I mean, I'm just in school, and I'm stuck out here in Austin, Texas, and it's kind of slim pickings around here because it's a lot of turnover and a lot of slim pickings. And so I just, you know, I'm probably going to, you know, I'm about to graduate, so I'm probably going to move around. And I just want to know what are the thriving black communities to interact with black people a little bit more, because Austin is a little dry on that.
Shit, Houston, babe. Have you been to Houston?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of Texas, actually.
Oh, so you want to get out the whole
state? I'm going to try and find an internship somewhere, probably like Atlanta or D.C. or, you know, just somewhere black, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get no blacker than Atlanta. You definitely want to go to Atlanta. Now, your dude that you're staying with, now, how long y'all been dating? Let's get on that. That's important.
Oh, this is just temporary after a long thing, I'm in a transition.
Wait, we got to get into this now. Hold on. So you got to a
temporary. No, we don't. See, I tried to ask a general question about cities. That's where I wanted to focus at.
I want to know what's happening with this dude. I want to know.
Maybe one of these other ladies want to talk about some dudes and stuff, but I just wanted to ask about where to meet black dudes in black cities where there's thriving going on. That's what I'm talking about.
But this is what I'm talking about. So you got to listen. I can tell you all day long, but it sounds like your shit is raggedy right now. So
it's not wacky. I'm actually about to graduate from school. So that's the wacky part about it. Like, that's where I'm focused at. So
the thing is, let's say you met a fly dude. I can tell you where to go tomorrow and meet a thorough dude. But you meet this thorough dude, you're laying up with another dude already, so your shit is raggedy. So it's not going to work. You think you can... See, a lot of sisters like you try to get into other situations and you don't really close the ends of your old situation. You understand that? And that's where the problem comes in. It don't work that way. You got to close the ends on that shit and come out with a clean slate. Y'all be bringing your bullshit and your problems to new niggas. And we ain't trying to deal with that shit. You understand? I know you're getting a little testy, but I'm just telling you how a fly nigga's going to think. We're going to be like, what's going on with your living situation? We're going to get into your background a little bit. I want to know what's going on. Who's the last nigga you date? And if you tell me some shit, well, I'm kind of temporarily staying with this nigga. Bye, bitch. That's how I'm coming at you. You dig? Hello? Okay, I guess that, well, I must have been too real for her. Shit. Her ass.
No, I said okay.
Are you here? Hello?
Yes.
Is this nigga jumping on you right now? Do you need to cough three times so we can come do something to help you?
Okay.
Are you alright?
I'm perfectly fine.
Alright.
I'm here. Hello?
Is the nigga choking you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for your advice.
So anyway, that was the call. That was the young lady. And basically, she lived with a guy, like I said, and she was trying to find cities where there were other eligible guys. And she was talking about the situation she was in was only temporary. And that's raggedy. And I know it may have seemed that I was being harsh, but I had to be 100% with this young lady. And I always keep it 100% with everybody because we got to cut out those raggedy dating practices. The problem in a lot of relationships is that people bring in that baggage from old relationships and they don't bring closure correctly. You leave a relationship raggedy, then you start a new one just as raggedy. Like this young lady right here is a train wreck waiting to happen. When you have to sneak on the phone and you got to get up in the middle of the night and you're doing all this slick stuff, that creates a negative aura. That creates a negative energy. And a lot of you women are just not as slick as you think you are. A lot of you women, your game has to be regulated to really dealing with simps and suckers. Because a guy who's somewhat on top of his game, he's going to know something is up. See that little game right there? A guy who's on top of his shit is going to know something is up. Even if he says he might say something, he might not say something. A lot of times, a lot of dudes won't confront you right away. They'll soak in the information and just kind of sit on it and see where it's going. When they see that a woman is being somewhat deceptive, they get that information and they just kind of sit back on it and just let it accumulate. They see how deep you're going to go with it. But a lot of you women are just not as slick as you think you are. It's better to go ahead and try to resolve whatever relationship issues you have. If that situation is temporary, go ahead and end it if you don't have to be in it before you try to get into something else. Because that's going to create a negative vibe when you meet the next guy and you're running that little sucker-ass raggedy game that you're running. Because if I can peep it out over the phone, dudes that you're trying to date will peep it out. If he's on top of his game, if he's a thorough guy. I'm not talking about no simps. A simp will go for anything you tell him. And that's the problem, ladies. Only simps will listen to that raggedy game you're running. And then you get frustrated with dealing with the simps. You wonder why there are no good dudes in and out your life. You think that a good dude could just come along and change you. But the thing is, you can't come to a good dude with raggedy relationship baggage. And that's what you're doing when you get in situations like this young lady. And this young lady who called up, she's not a rarity. A lot of you sisters out there get down just like this girl right here. You got to sneak around. You bouncing from dude to dude. A lot of you ladies get down like that. And a lot of you fellas out there with simp bones in your body, you deal with women like that. So this show is for men and women right now. I want all you guys to listen in. Because I'm going to get on some of you guys who go for that raggedy ass nonsense too. But women who try to run it, you only can run it on certain dudes, ladies. So it's not even worth the time or effort. You need to get on out that relationship. Get yourself right, get your mind right, then start thinking about getting back into the dating arena. this woman is already up in a nigga's house, or where, up in her house, or laying up with a dude, campaigning for some other dudes. And her relationship is clearly not working, especially because this woman is laying up with a dude. They living together or spending the night with each other, so there must be some type of seriousness going on with their relationship. See, the thing is, ladies and men, y'all bring a lot of raggedy baggage from relationships. You have to bring some kind of closure. I don't like having blown up relationships. When things go bad, you're cursing each other out. You got to be slick with one another. You got to sneak. You got to lie. You got to be deceptive. That's raggedy. There's no other word for it. That's just raggedy. I just like to say, hey, if it's not working out, I like to stay cool with you. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to let you do what you do. We'll be cool. I like being cool with all my exes. I hate when things just go get blown up. If I feel somebody's doing some slick shit, I'm going to call it out and deal with it accordingly as early as I can. I'm not going to be the type of person, or you shouldn't be the type of person, to want to do slick shit to your significant other. All the slick shit, it never works out. When you have to do slick things, or when you know your significant other is doing slick things, that's just raggedy. You don't tolerate that on either end. But when you leave a relationship with raggedy baggage and you don't take time to get your mind right, you should take at least, minimally, a week at least to say, okay, men and women, when you get out of a relationship, just take a week off to just kind of get your mind right, because the minute you jump into something else right away, because some of y'all will get out of a relationship on Monday and then Monday night or Tuesday morning, you out here campaigning, you laying up with somebody else. But when you get out of a relationship and the relationship is raggedy and you don't take time to get your mind right, you have raggedy residue. When you have that raggedy residue on you, you need a minute to shake that raggedy residue off. That's why the little down period, that's why that's needed. You take a little time out for yourself to shake that residue off yourself, to cleanse yourself, to purge yourself, to get that bullshit out your system, to think back and say, okay, this is what I did wrong, this is what I tolerated, this is what I should have charged to the game. You make a little assessment of what's going on, and then you get back into the game. You build your strength back up. You reload. It's like shooting a gun, or shooting a, you know, like you play those little video games and you shoot and then you gotta go and get more ammunition. A lot of people don't get more ammo, so you go back into a situation, you're drained, and you go back into the arena, you have no ammo, you're just as weak. When you start weak, it's going to end weak, and it becomes a cycle, just a weak-ass cycle. But again, like I said, you have to purge that raggedy residue that came from the old relationship. Because if you don't, you bring that residue with you to the new joint, all you're doing is planting raggedy seeds. You plant raggedy seeds because, like this young lady who called up, you have to sneak on the phone. You have to be deceptive. If you meet a new guy, you're going to have to bullshit him. And when you do that, with all that sneaking around, you're leaving some raggedy, you're starting something else raggedy. Now, a guy is going to be somewhat skeptical, because a lot of men, again, a lot of men aren't as dumb as you think they are. There's some dumbass simps out here, but a lot of you women are not as slick as you think you are. A lot of guys know when you're running some whack-ass game, if he's on top of his game. So guys are going to take that into consideration. Even if he's somewhat believing what you're saying, in the back of his mind, he's going to be thinking, okay, this woman, she sounds like she's on some bullshit. That's always going to be on the back of the guy's mind. She sounds like she's on some straight-up bullshit. So that's a raggedy seed that you're planting. And the guy's going to keep that in the back of his mind. And women too, fellas. A lot of you dudes, y'all leave these janky-ass relationships and you go jump into something else, starting another relationship, and you haven't brought closure to the last joint. And the women, they peeping you out. They know that you're on some raggedy shit. They know that you're not being 100. So this goes both ways. But with this lady who called up, she probably thought that I was going to give her some, like, Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey advice, and I'm not shitting on those brothers. But with her situation, I can't even co-sign that, because that's a train wreck waiting to happen, like I said. And when you guys call me up on the show telling me about women who are BSing around, these are the women that you guys are dealing with. When you guys called me up saying, hey man, I met this girl, she seems real cool, she lives down in Texas, but every time I call her at night, she don't answer her phone. Those are the women you are dealing with. The woman who called up, the woman who's laying up with her dude, talking about it's a temporary situation. See, these women be trying to leave these situations and jump right into the next one. These are the women that you guys are dealing with. You meet her, she's only text messaging you. You can hardly talk to her on the phone. You see her once every weekend, if you do see her. She's giving you the runaround until she gets her little situation straight. And then when she gets with you, the shit and the vibe is so raggedy, you're skeptical now. And now that you're skeptical, you're going to start doing some low-key slick shit, because then you're going to go on the offensive. You're going to start doing some stuff out of spite, because you're going to feel like this woman has done some deceptive things to you. So it's a whole energy that you guys create by dating raggedy. Just cut all that raggedy stuff out so you can get into a new situation with a clean slate. And again, this goes for men and women. There was a story came out about that Duke lacrosse rape accuser. Y'all remember a few years ago, this sister, she was a stripper, and she accused those white boys of raping her. Then they found out that her ass was crazy as cat shit. Then they found out that she assaulted one of her ex-dudes. And I mean, she just has a history of being crazy as cat shit. Well, she's in the news again. She was dating this other dude. They were dating for a couple of weeks. Some simp moved her and her kids into his house after knowing this chick for 2 weeks. She ended up stabbing the dude, and then she gets arrested. I have no sympathy for the dude who cupcaked and caped that woman up. The Captain Save-A-Ho who brought that woman into his house, bringing a woman in with all that raggedy baggage. This woman is known nationwide for being a raggedy, basic-ass female, an extra-average female. And you chose to cape that up and bring up in your house, and then you wonder why you got stabbed? Fellas, you can't accept that raggedy nonsense. When you see women with all this raggedy baggage, you don't bring that in your home. You don't shit and eat in the same place. Hell, even moist-ass Mr. C knew how to go to a car and get his little wang sucked. You don't bring that around your house. You don't bring raggediness around your house. And that's the thing. Back in the days, dudes would go to places for raggedy behavior. They would call it the red light district or the track or something. You go somewhere for raggedy shit. Now y'all bring raggedy shit all up in your house. So please, everybody, let's stop the raggedy behavior. Let's stop the raggedy dating practices, and let's keep it P.I. until we D.I. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get information about the film Hidden Colors. And don't forget to add me on Twitter, twitter.com/TariqNasheed. I will see you guys next week. Holla.